This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. We thank God again for having an opportunity to come before you tonight. Amen. To bring forth the word of God here. We thank God that we're on top of the ground not on top of us. We thank God for having, hallelujah, for having the privilege and the opportunity through the use of the internet to bring forth this teaching. We just hope and pray that it will minister to your soul this night. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, as we come to you, humbling ourselves beneath thy mighty hand, just thanking you and praising you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Just thanking you and praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, I get out of the way that you may have your way here today. Have the man Calvary's cross anoint this up to clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, thank you for preparing the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Well, bless God, we thank you again for helping. My name is Apostle W. Tebow, Prophet Tebow, coming to you tonight in the name that's above every other name. And that is the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you. We'll start out with two scriptures. Amen. I'd like you to open it up to Psalms 46, verse 1. And we also will be looking at 1 Peter 5, verse 7. Psalms 46, verse 1 reads, God is our refuge and a present, and God is our refuge and a strength, a present, third present help in trouble. 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, casting all your cares upon him, for he cared for you. Hallelujah. Just for the next few minutes, I ask you to pray for us and with us as we bring forth the word. And today we're going to be talking about trusting God in uncertain times. Trusting God in uncertain times. Hallelujah. God is a good God. He's worthy to be praised. We know the God that we serve. He neither slumber nor sleep. The God that we serve, he looks high. He sits high, but he looks low. He's a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. We are grateful and thankful because he's a God that has all power in his hands. Hallelujah. Nothing catch God off guard. We sometimes get caught off guard because we may be in a situation that we don't have control of. Knowing the God that we serve, that he cares about us, all we got to do is cast our cares upon him and stay in faith and in obedience and believe for the promises of God to be manifested in our lives. God is good and worthy to be praised. Again, we're talking about trusting God in uncertain times. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. To trust God in the midst of uncertainty is to step into the unknown in faith and by faith. I'm going to say that again. To trust God the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am. To trust God in the midst of uncertainty is to step into the unknown in faith and by faith. The word of God says in Hebrews 11 and 1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Goes down a little further and says in Hebrews 11 and 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he said he is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, stepping out into the unknown does not make you less of a Christian or a believer or a follower of Christ. No. Instead, it will sharpen your faith and your spiritual maturity and dependency in Christ. Yes, our dependency has to be in Jesus Christ because he is the author and finisher of our faith. He's the one that blazed the trail for us. Hallelujah. He's the one that helped to start Christianity. Hallelujah. So we know that he overcame in all areas. He was sinless. Hallelujah. So he is the set example, followers of his, to follow. Amen. So believers of Christ, we have to understand that God is not limited by time, space, circumstances, seasons, or our lack of faith. No, God is not like man. He's not a man that he should lie, the son of man that he should repent. God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So our dependency has to be on him. God will not, he is always there. He's always there. We may not be able to see him, but he's always working. He's always working it out in our favor. Because Romans 8:28 says, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. And indeed, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening, in these times that we are living in 2020, during this time of, hallelujah, of the coronavirus that's rapidly throughout the land, we have to put our faith in God. In God, because his word will not return to him void. God lives over his word to above his name. If he said it, he will bring it to pass. So believers of Christ, we have to understand that God, again, he's not limited by time as we are as human beings. He's not limited by space because he's everywhere at the same time. He's not limited by circumstances and situations that we find ourselves in. He's not limited by seasons that take place or by our lack of faith. You see, God desires for us to make it. He desires for us to be overcome in all areas of our lives. But we got a part to play in it too. We have to exercise our faith. We have to put our faith in motion. God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. But we got to grow our faith. And the way our faith will grow is through trials and tribulations that we endure, the tests that we go through. Book of James says for us to, hallelujah, to count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptations or various trials. Because the testing of our faith worketh patience. And let patience have a perfect work, that we may be attired. Don't want anything. God is good and worthy to be praised. So our faith will be tested. Yes, there is a test that we all have to take. And guess what? We have to take it and pass it in order for it to become a testimony. In order for it, we have to go in it and through it. Hallelujah. in order to be able to overcome it. Because the Bible says that they're overcoming by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So again, tonight we are talking about trusting God in uncertain times. Trust is defined as to having confidence, faith, or hope in someone or something. Trust is defined as having confidence, faith, or hope in someone or something. Trusting God above all things should be our priority as a believer of Christ, as a child of God. Trusting Him, again, relating back to Proverbs 3, verse 5, where it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. And verse 6 says, in all thy ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Yes, we can't trust God halfway and expect to have everything done complete. No, we have to trust Him in all things. We have to trust Him completely. If we say we love Him, then we have to trust Him. If we say that we are dependent on Him, our dependency is on Him, we have to trust Him, because trust plays a big factor with our faith in the manifestation of the promises of God to come forth in our lives. Hallelujah. Sometimes we, even as believers of Christ, we put our trust in money. We put our trust in other things, even in people. And all after a while, we see that people will let you down. Your money will get funny. Your change will get strange. Let's put our trust in God, because He's the one that has it all in control. Before we even think a thought, He knows about it. Before we even make a decision about something, He knows it. He's never caught off guard. We are caught off guard at times. Hallelujah. But we thank God. So trusting God above all things should be our priority in life as a believer of Christ. You see, the Lord wants to make Himself known in these shaky situations that we find ourselves in. But we must learn to surrender all in all areas of our lives to Him. We can't say that we trust Him with our mouth and our heart is far from Him. No, we have to trust Him completely. Hallelujah. Where your trust lies? Does it lie in man or in God? Does it lie in material possession or in the Word of God? We have to make a choice. One thing about God, He is a good God. He is a merciful God. But He has given us a free will. He has given us what we can think for ourselves. So we can't blame anybody but ourselves if we don't move on and in faith believe in God's word. Because His word has stood the test of time. His word will stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word will stand. Trusting God in times of uncertainty. Trusting Him in uncertain times. It is the subject that we are talking about tonight. To trust with all of your heart. It means to live out a trust rooted in the Lord. Having a lifestyle embedded in Christ, which is then projected outwardly in our action, in all of our actions. Hallelujah. So we as believers of God should want first to trust Him. Second, we want to stand in faith and walk it out so that we'll be able to testify and tell others on what God has done for us. And then we can lift up His name and let them know that it was but God that took us through whatever trials or tribulation that we were placed in. So this is the kind of faith we should live by. Not just on Sunday morning, not just during midweek service. No, it should be a lifestyle that we exercise each and every day of our lives. It must be a lifestyle to where our life lined up with the promises of God. So the manifestation would take place. The word of God says, for us not to be weary in well-doing, because if we faint not in due season, we shall receive the promises. So your trust in the Lord as a child of God will determine the kind of life you will have. See, we can't be like a yo-yo. We can't be one day up and one day down. No, our trust has to be on a level that is solid, on a firm foundation. Our trust has to be in God, because He has proved Himself to you and I as a born-again believers over and over again. There was times when our back was against the wall. We didn't know which way to go. But we call on God. We call on Jesus, the authenticness of our faith. He became our way maker. He became the lawyer in a courtroom, the doctor in a sick room. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is our all in all. So people of God, if we look to God to develop in us confident hearts and transform minds and its strategic plan of action, we will stand firm as the Moses of old, as the Elias of old, and as Daniel of old, which we will become in our time. God is looking for Moses, Elijahs, and Daniels that dare to believe, that dare to take God at His word, and let God use us for His glory. So we are living our lives in 2020. It has to be based on the firm foundation of God's truth, the word of God. When everything else around us is unsure, is unshakable, is not firm, it is fading away. We can stand on God's word, because God's word is settled. It's settled in heaven, just like being settled down here on earth. We just have to be the vessels that dare to believe God, to trust Him, to come and work it out in our behalf. Again, Romans 8:28 says, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to His purpose. Crying out to God in every season of our lives is absolutely necessary. And those are the moments that we will find full rest in our Savior. In the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28. Here Jesus is talking. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest for your weary soul. Here Jesus is saying, come to Him, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. Also in 1 Chronicles 16:11. It says, seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continuously. Seeking God continuously means to search for God, not just in our time of need or when we have plenty, but also at all times. As we are, for example, as we are driving our cars, we can meditate on the Word of God and still be conscious and still obey the law of the land. We can make important decisions at our jobs, talking with others, still having a form of godliness, maybe not talking outwardly, but meditating on His word, meditating, letting the word of God, not always talking audibly, but letting the word of God penetrate from our minds all the way to the depths of our heart. We can even search for that, draw nigh to Him as He draw nigh to us. Yes, we need to seek the Lord. We need to seek Him early in the morning. Seek Him before we make decisions. Seek Him to give us the plans that He has for us. Not making our own plans, but getting our secret closet, talking to God, praying, studying His word, having a little talk with Jesus. Let God talk to us, and we listen. And once we listen to Him, take what He gives us and walk in obedience and do what He says. First Samuel 15:22, the B clause, it says, obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. To obey is better than sacrifice. And obedience is better than the rams. So we need to consider God, our Savior, God, our Father, Jesus Christ, our Savior, and the Holy Spirit. All three agreed as one. Hallelujah. This night, we can even seek the Lord while we are figuring out the next chapter of our lives. Yes, before we turn the page into another chapter of our lives, let us pray about it. Let us seek God about it. Before we turn the page, let us make sure that God has released us to go further and see the salvation of the Lord take place in our lives. Seek God in moments of frustration, in moments of loneliness and desperation. Seek Him while He may be found. Draw nigh to Him, and He will draw nigh to you. That's the kind of God that we serve. He's not one that is afar off. No, again, He is our refuge and a present in our strength, a very present help in times of trouble. And indeed, in the days that we are living in, we need Him because trouble is all around us. Every time we turn around, there's something that is happening all around us. Every foundation of the Bible is being shaken, from the White House to your house and mine, even in the church house. Every level of society is being shaken. But our hope and faith has to be in God. Our hope has to be in Him, because He's the only one that can come to us in time of need and turn things around. He's the only one that can make a way out of nowhere. He's the only one that when people say that it can't be done, God is not limited to what people say. He's limited by what He knows that He will do. And He'll do it so that He may get the glory in every situation and circumstances. Sure, the devil is busy when we look around, but he knows his time is up. He knows that the God that we serve, it's just a matter of time before He step in. He knows it's just a matter of time that the script will be flipped. He knows it's just a matter of time that He will be chained up, cast into the bottomless pit, chained up for 1,000 years. It's going to happen. If God said it, He shall bring it to pass. So trust in God in uncertain times. The moment you put God first, as a believer of Christ, as a child of His, God will act on your behalf. as a believer of Christ, God wants you, again, to trust him. Trust him fully. And have the faith to believe that he will move in your behalf. You see, it's easy to say with your lips, but the question is, do you believe it? Do you believe it in your heart? Do you believe that God is able tonight? Do you believe whatever situation you're in, that he can turn it around in your favor as a child of his? Well, if you believe that, then you're a candidate that is ready to see God's hand move in your behalf. You see, God loves us so much. And because he loves us, he knows what is best for us. He knows what is best for our lives because he cares about each and every need that we need, that we need in our lives. God knows sometimes we want things so bad, but it may not be bad for us. It may not be the right time for us to be manifested in our lives. God knows what is best. Sometimes we may get a little bit upset, but God may have something better in store for us. We got to put off that microwave type mentality that we want things instant, quickly. No, God is a God that does things slowly, patiently. God is a God that, hallelujah, he knows how to connect the dots. He knows how to bring it to pass at the exact perfect time. God is a God of timing. He's not too late. And he's not in a hurry. But he's a God right on time. He knows what is beneficial for you and I. He knows what will also bring destruction in our lives. So God knows when to lose things in your behalf. He knows when you're ready. Sometimes we think we are ready to go to the next level, but he knows when we are ready. He knows how to. Hallelujah. He may not want to lose things right now because he knows we're not ready for it. Sometimes we think we're ready, but God knows the heart. He knows the motive. He knows when to promote us. See, promotion don't come from the east, from the west, or from the south. No, it comes from God. It comes from God. When he knows when we are ready to obtain it, he will loose it in our behalf. It may not be the way we want it to come, but he knows how to bring it to us. So we got to trust him. We got to believe in him. We got to trust God to the point where, just like the air that we breathe, of knowing that he knows best, of knowing that he's able, capable, and willing to meet our each and every need from this day forward. In Jesus' name we pray. So trust in God in uncertain times.
I've been through so much in my life, tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Oh, yeah. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, my Jesus, he loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so.
His love made me whole when I was lost in darkness. Jesus saved my soul. He loves me. He loves me. From beginning to the end, I experienced His love. Now I found a true friend. He loves me. He loves me. Just read the writing on the wall.
Yes, Jesus loved me and you, because the Bible tells us so. And we are grateful and thankful for that. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus loves us. Oh, yes, He does. So again, tonight we are talking about trusting God in uncertain times. God loves us so much. And because He loves us, He knows what is best for our lives. God cares about each and every need that we have. He knows what is beneficial for us and what will bring destruction in our lives. So as believers of Christ, do not be afraid to step into the unknown. And we need to trust God at all times. See, the word says in 2 Timothy 1 and 7, for God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. So cast down fear and arise in faith. Put your faith to action. Hallelujah. Trust God at all times. Trust in Him in time of uncertainty, because God comes to us in our uncertainty, reminding us of the message of hope and redemption and renewal. Yes, believe in Christ. This is better to be repeated. God comes to us in our uncertainty times, reminding us of the message of hope and redemption and renewal, letting us know that even when we are unsure of the next step, even when we don't know which way to go or what the future holds, God is always with us. He promises in His word, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 5, part B, the B clause of the verse, it says, I will never leave you, nor forsake you. That's His promise. And we know that God's promises is sure. Hallelujah. God will be there with you. If you claim to be a believer of Christ, a child of his, he'll be there with you in the midst of whatever that's happening at the moment in your life. Sure, we are still in quarantine. Sure, we are. Hallelujah, we are beginning to open up the economy. Hallelujah, according to man. We're taking it. We thank God for giving them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. But we still got to be cautious. We still got to use our five senses that God has given us. We still have to be led by the Spirit of God. Because the Bible says them that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. And when I'm talking about sons, I'm talking about daughters too. Hallelujah. So Jesus' words are also a reminder that though the world can be a scary, uncertain place, there can still be hope for the believer of Christ. So as believers of Christ, who are invited to wait in the midst of all the chaos, the trouble that we encounter, wait with active and expectant faith, knowing that the night is the darkest. The night is the darkest, just before the dawn, knowing that nothing can stand between Jesus and God's kingdom of justice and righteousness. That's why I say in his word, hallelujah, he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. We serve a good God, a merciful God, a God that is able, willing to meet our each and every need. Yes, it may seem as if things is not moving. Things is moving very slowly. But God can speed things up. All we got to do is get in faith, stay in unity in the faith, work our faith, and believe his word. Trust in God in uncertain times. God is at work, again, transforming and redeeming all of creation, bringing life and hope into the world. And even though everything around us seems fragile and frail, we can rest assured and certain that in hope, God is doing a new thing in our lives and in our world. We may not understand what's going on at this hour, but we know that the enemy of our soul, according to John 10:10, he only come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So we serve an awesome God here tonight. So people of God, as we explore the ways that God comes to us, we are invited to live lives of faithfulness, active waiting for Christ's return, his second coming, seeing the signs of new life and growth that is all around us. Sure, it may seem as if things are moving in a way that we would like it to move quickly. But God knows why he's allowing it. And if he allowed it, it's for a reason that we may not understand. But God knows, and that's all that matters. So trust in God in uncertain times. It is a must that we, as children of his, must do. Here in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 11 and 12. The Apostle Paul is talking to the Corinthians, and he explained to them, giving them instruction by the word of God, testifying. He said, when I was a child, I spake as a child, thought as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now, we see through a mirror and darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. Yes, the Apostle Paul was one of the greatest apostles that walked with Jesus. Paul, he was used by God. He was, his first assignment was given to him in a Gentile nation. Paul was chosen to bring the message of hope. But so believers of Christ always remember in times of uncertainty as well as other times, we are people who walk by faith and not by sight. If we walk according to what we see, it's not faith. Because faith is, now faith is, it's something that things hope for, the evidence of things not seen. We have to exercise our faith, put our faith to work, stretch it out on God's word, believing, trusting, decreeing, and agreeing that God's word will work in our behalf. I'm reminded when Jesus was tempted of the devil after being baptized in the river Jordan. He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And the devil came to him in his lowest state when he was hungry and told him to turn these rocks into bread. And Jesus, with all the strength that was in him, he told the enemy, he told the devil, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So again, Jesus has been our example that we as followers of his, the way we defeat the devil is by using the word of God, praying and fasting, having a time of preparation, making sure we fill with the Holy Spirit as we put on the whole armor of God that we'll be able to withstand the wiles of the devil, his schemes that he brings towards us. Yes, trusting God in times of uncertain times. The Apostle Paul also reminds us that when we become adults, we should put away childish things. We need not drink from a Mickey Mouse cup. We can now also tolerate gray areas in our lives. We can get along without having all the answers. We can live a life with uncertainty. Show people of God, we would prefer the certain to the uncertainty. But because we would like to know the script so our lives as we know it, that we can know the outcome. But that's not the way it is when we move out in faith. Because God knows he has everything in control. He wants us to get to the place of totally trusting him in all areas of our lives. Even when question marks comes up in our lives, we still have to have the faith to believe, the faith to, hallelujah, to walk it out so that we know that God is with us. We know that he's in whatever we have to go through. So believing for the best outcome of what he wants to do. And God, remember, if God allowed it, he did it for a reason. He knows how much we can take. He won't put on us more than what we can bear. So we would prefer no difficult challenges and definitely no defeats or sorrows or losses. But this is life. Life will have ups and downs. Life will have difficulties, troubles, because God knows he uses trouble to grow us. He uses trouble to exercise our faith. He uses trouble, hallelujah, to mature us in his word, in trusting him, totally and complete. And God, in times of uncertainty, if we fail it, the first test, just shake it off. Get back up. Come back and accept the fact that you blew it. Accept the fact that knowing that God believes in you. Oh, yes, he does. Sometimes we're too hard on ourselves. Sometimes we are our biggest critic. All we got to do is trust God. All we got to do is take him at his word. And it sounds easy. It may be it's a little bit harder than what is being said. But each and every time that we get that we overcome a situation or circumstance or something that we may be struggling with, once we get the victory in that area, praise the Lord for it. Thank him for it. Because now you won't have to go through that test all over again. If you fall short as a believer of Christ, 1 John 1:9 says, he will confess to him his faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we are working towards perfection. Hallelujah. We still on the potter's wheel. We are the clay. He's the potter. He's shaping us and molding us. He's stretching us and breaking us, making us into the vessels set apart for the master's use. So we serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy because all praise, all glory and honor goes to him. When everybody else then gave up on you, God seen something in you that he desired to use you. And because of him want to use you, you can't expect the devil to show his ugly face. You can expect him, especially if you've been living long for him, all those years. He won't let you go that easy. But you got to have a made up mind. You got to be determined that the world is behind you and the cross is before you. Here, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, the truth of the matter is that there will be times of uncertainty which will cause interruption in life, in your life, as well as mine, in every child of God's life. But be encouraged, knowing that God does some of his best work in the dark. You remember in the Word of God, in the book of Genesis, when it talks about that the world was born, hallelujah, and it was dark. God said, let there be light, and light appeared. So we have created powers in us that God has placed within us. But we got to speak it out. We can't just sit there and wonder. No, we got to speak it out in faith and believe for the manifestation to come to pass in our lives. Trust in God in uncertain times. Here in the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 57 and 58, Jesus is talking about the test of discipleship when he said, "And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has not where to lay his head." Here Jesus is making it very clear that his disciples must be willing and able to bear uncertainties if they want to follow him. Yes, it's not a life of luxury. It's not a life that if you are one easy going, you're in the wrong. You draft yourself into the wrong occupation. Because following Jesus is a life that may seem as if it's uncertain. That's why you have to make a decision for yourself. Believers of Christ, I am sure that whosoever, when it was said, whosoever made this public declaration, he wasn't aware of the fact that when he made the declaration, "I will follow you, Jesus, wherever you go," the person at the time was probably sincere about it. He was probably heard about everything Jesus was doing. They might have heard how Jesus preached when in the synagogues, in the temple, and he preached with authority. And he might have seen the miracles that was done by Jesus' hands with amazing signs and wonders following. So as Jesus' fame increased in his ministry that he was doing, number of people wanted to be his disciples, but not realizing when Jesus told him, he said, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has not where to lay his head." In other words, he was telling the man that he was in a homeless situation at that moment. Here, people say they want to belong. People say they want to be about the Father's business. But sometimes, people don't want to suffer goes along with the commitment. A lot of times, we want to get on the bandwagon and enjoy the crumbs that falls from the table. But we got to be, a commitment is through thick and thin, through ups and downs. You have to be determined to want to make a hallelujah to do what God has called you to do. There'll be times where things will be uncertain, things where people will let you down. Situation will come about. Hallelujah, where people, when they made the commitment, then all of a sudden, because the manifestation didn't take place the way that they thought it should, they'll back up. Hallelujah. And may not honor what they have committed at the time. So we got to be mindful as believers of Christ, as followers of his. We can't take it personal. We have to let it be like waters on a duck's back. And just keep pushing forward, because God is the one that will reward us if we endure all the way to the end. Bible says, "Them that are led, them that endure all the way to the end, shall be saved." So trust in God in uncertain times. It is a must. It is the type of mindset that we have to have. Our heart has to be committed to it. Yes, again, what the person might not have known when he made that statement, in the scripture I just shared. Is that, again, Jesus was homeless. But Jesus, he knew what he was committed to do. He came down from heaven on this earth, did his assignment, endured it all the way to him, went all the way to the cross, died, placed in a borrowed tomb. After 3 days, he rose up with power from on high. So we are thankful and grateful for him. Jesus and his followers, again, they was traveling south from Galilee. And Jesus had set his face to go to Jerusalem, where his ultimate purpose was to die. In order to get there, he had to travel through Samaria. Back then, during Jesus' time, there was a lot of bad blood between Jesus and the Samaritan. So we just thank God, because we know for another time we're talking about the lady at the well that came from Samaria, and Jesus had an encounter with her. So we just thank God and praise the Lord for everything that took place this night. We just hope and pray there was something that we said that will keep you in perfect peace as you think your mind upon you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. We ask that you continue to share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends so that they might listen in to Apostle and his teaching. Also, just be prayerful, be watchful. Just know that God has your back. We love you. God loves you. Have a great weekend. And the Lord willing, we will be back again on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless and have a great weekend.